Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. I pray that everyone is doing well on this kind of cloudy morning this morning, but it burns off around 1 or 2, so we're doing pretty good. God bless you on today. Let us begin with a word of prayer. Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word that is sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing asunder, dividing of soul and spirit, of the joints and marrow, which is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And I pray that you help us, Lord, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Lord. Teach us and train us and edify us by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to go back over to the book of John, John chapter 18. We had left off on verse 18 and we were reading a little bit from Revelation 21, 7 and 8. Now we're going to read today, John 18, beginning at verse 19. It says, "The high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. Jesus answered him, 'I spake openly to the world. I always taught in the synagogue and in the temple where the Jews always reside or are. And in secret have I said nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said.'" Now we talked yesterday about we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We are asked, you know, I believe it was Peter that says, you know, be, and I'm paraphrasing, be prepared to give an answer of what the hope of your calling is, of what your belief is in Christ. Have a ready answer for that. Jesus is saying, I always taught in the temple. I taught in the synagogue. I have nothing to hide. I never hid anything. Ask the people that I taught what I said. What is Jesus saying? What is he saying? We're going to have to give an account of what we have heard and what we know. And I want to talk a minute about accountability. We have responsibility and then we have accountability. My daughter is responsible for cleaning her room. I'm accountable for making sure that she does do it and that honestly she is held accountable that if she doesn't do it, that there's repercussions for her not doing it. So like when you work for a manager, the manager is accountable for that department, and you working for that manager have maybe a responsibility to run these particular reports on Mondays. If it doesn't happen, that manager can get after you about it, but ultimately it's that manager's responsibility. It is our responsibility that once we have heard the word, we are accountable for what we have heard and what we are following or not following. We have heard, you know, in this life, especially in the 21st century, we have so much technology. We are able to get the Bible on Bible apps. I was just listening to yesterday to Bible Gateway, the audio version of it. It has capability of doing the word in dramatized fashion. You can hear people almost like they're acting out the word, and then you can just listen to people reciting or saying the word, the scriptures. And then we have all this internet, we have the smartphones, we have Twitter and, you know, Facebook and all these things where the word is going forth, particularly in the United States. Now, there's other countries that they try to block the internet and it's only available at this particular time and all those kind of things because they want to control their people. Well, in the United States, we're going to have zero excuse why we have not followed Christ. To whom much is given, much is required. We are given a lot of availability, capability, and we have rights and the freedom of speech and the freedom of the press and all these things here. Well, you know what that comes with? huge responsibility and accountability. And we have to be mindful that it's not going to be like we're going to be without excuse. Like, oh, well, Lord, I just didn't hear the word. Not going to be. It's on television every day, not just Sundays, television every day. And we have Bibles available in every store that sells books. We are going to have zero excuse. So Jesus is saying, why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. We know. We know. Be mindful. Be mindful that you are not letting it slip from you, the things that Jesus has said. Your conscience is either going to excuse or accuse you and me of what we said and whether or not we are following it. Let us continue in verse 22. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, answereth thou the high priest so? Jesus says in verse 23, if I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? Verse 24, now Annas had sent him bound unto Caiaphas the high priest. And Simon Peter stood and warmed himself. They said therefore unto him, art thou not also one of his disciples? He denied it and said, I am not. Now, this is the second time that Peter has denied Jesus. Verse 26, one of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman, whose ear Peter cut off, said, did not I see thee in the garden with him? Peter then denied again. This is the third time. And immediately the cock crew. Now, in chapter 14 of John, Jesus had already told Peter that he was going to deny him. And it is in verse 38 of John 14. We're going to reread that. And Peter is saying, you know, Lord, I'll follow you. In verse 37, I'll follow you. I'll lay down my life for you. And he says, wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice. And there it is. The third time Peter denied him, the cock crew. Verse 28, then led they Jesus from Caiaphas unto the hall of judgment, and it was early, and they themselves went not into the judgment hall, lest they should be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. We're going to come back to that, but I wanted to finish up by talking about Peter and his denials. John doesn't really go into how Peter felt, but Peter was sorrowful and he went out weeping. In the other Gospels, it talks about that. He went out weeping. John's Gospel focuses just strictly on Jesus. He almost uses other testimonies and words of what people are doing and saying as a backdrop to the person of Jesus, the deity of Jesus, you know, his personage, his divine nature, the I am of Jesus. John focuses on that. But Peter was extremely sorrowful because he remembered what Jesus said at that moment. We're going to stop right there for today. Join me on The Word in Me next time. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless you.